Once there was an adorable little bunny that hopped and bopped through the cotton fields, eating carrots all day long. The people loved him and thought he was so fucking cute and sweet and good, and he hated that. He liked to eat the carrots, but that was about it. He had seen this movie Willard about a bunch of rats that eat Ernest Borgnine and a bunch of other people who are mean to Willard. Then they eat Willard because he tried to poison them. The adorable little bunny thought this was so cool. The bunny was tired of being cute and cuddly in the cotton fields. The bunny wanted to go north, to the big city, and play in the garbage, and scare people by slithering around in the subways and on the streets. Bunny Bunny wanted a rat tail, not a bushy cotton tail. Bunny Bunny wanted to screech like a rat instead of a bunny. And Bunny wanted to stop hopping. It was undignified and adorable. And Bunny wanted to be more omnivorous. Carrots were okay, but it would be so cool to just eat garbage that people threw away. It would be like recycling. It's better for the environment, Bunny would rationalize. People can eat carrots. I will eat what the people throw away. I will live in their walls and screech. And if anybody ever tries to pat me again, I will bite them and hopefully give them rabies. Oh, what a wonderful life it would be if I could just be a rat. There is one thing that really bothers me about this dream, however, said Bunny Bunny. It's how formulaic and pedestrian this story is. I mean, it's already completely obvious that I'm going to meet some magical wizard or find some occult book or some rat dust or maybe be captured by scientists who are working on some bunny-to-rat gene-splicing experiment or something like that. At any rate, there's no question that I will get my wish, that I will get to live in the big city, scare some people, eat and play in the garbage and run around in the subways until one day I accidentally eat rat poison or get caught in a glue trap and either decide it was all worth it anyway because my dream finally did come true or otherwise feel cheated because it wasn't nearly as much fun as I thought it was going to be. But no matter what, the rest of my life is entirely predetermined and I don't see how I can go on. I don't see how I could possibly enjoy being a rat for even a single second when I've already worked out my destiny in my little bunny head. I can't think of a single reason for continuing with this charade another second. I'm getting out now. Fuck this. Find some other bunny stooge to be your rat for the day. I'm hopping the fuck out of here right now. In fact, let me finish the story for you, you pathetic pedestrian hack. And so Bunny Bunny hopped off in a great big huff, ate 100 carrots in a row, and died of vitamin A poisoning. The end.